perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and it's a pleasure to have you joining me no matter where you're listening from. I like to give a shout-out to my friends at Breadbox Media, because today I have on the episode the general manager of Breadbox Media, Pete Sox. He's been the general manager since June of 2018, and he is also the Catholic book blogger, and has been doing that for 7 years. He has his own show on Breadbox Media as well, called Off the Shelf, that's now approaching 130 episodes. So Pete, welcome to the program, and thanks so much for joining me here today on Young Catholics Respond.
An absolute pleasure to be here. It's good to be on this side of the mic for once.
I know, right? It does feel good every once in a while when you get interviewed. So anyway, Pete, I just want to talk with you a little bit about Breadbox. As our listeners might hear from the beginning of our intro, the pre-recorded intro, it always says, Young Catholics Respond is brought to you by Breadbox Media. So what is Breadbox Media for those of us who hear that name every week on the show and might not know what it is?
So Breadbox Media is a national Catholic podcasting network. And what we do, and what I think we do well, is we bring a group of podcasters together under one umbrella, making it easy for listeners to find our content and discover new content as they stumble upon shows that they like. To give you an idea, we have currently have 60. We will have 60 shows in our lineup very soon. And they run the gambit of anything you can imagine, from recently added, we're carrying Scott Hahn's podcast, to your show, Bill, to mine, Allison Gingras. We've got a lot of Catholic authors, Marsh Fenelon, Lisa Hendy, Sonia Corbett, and just a huge plethora of shows to select from.
Yeah, it truly is amazing. And so how do you find all these people? I know it's incredible. How does the Holy Spirit put these people in your lap? Because the lineup is truly impressive.
Well, I guess what really it is it goes back to what you mentioned, being the Catholic book blogger for 7 years. I've spent 7 years reading and reviewing books, one a week. And I've kind of built up a lot of relationships along the way with authors and publishers and people in the Catholic space. And that's kind of how I really started doing it. When I became general manager and prior to that, managing partner of Breadbox Media in early 2018, founder Leo Brown kind of gave me the reins and said, here, see what you can do with it. At that point, I shook the lineup a little bit. And I went out and just started reaching out to people that I knew were good, solid in their faith, and I thought would do good shows. You know, some of those had existing shows, and I brought them in to work on our platform. Some of them were people that never even podcasted before. Probably the biggest success I think that I've had so far is with Kimberly Cook, who's the host of The Dignity of Women. We were at the Catholic Marketing Network show last year, and I pitched the idea to her, hey, you should do a podcast, and she's been doing very well at it. So, you know, it's just a matter of making the platform available and reaching out to people that I think fit where we're at in the audience we're trying to reach.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, your expertise really being tied to the book blogging and doing that for such a long time, I think that that's such an interesting concept and show as well, right? I mean, you get to talk with some of the premier authors of Catholic thought out there, and mm-hmm. so what is that like? Tell our listeners just a little bit about what that's like to be able to have an opportunity to talk and really review the books. You really go into depth, and your show is quite long. It's like an hour, right?
Yeah, I've honed in on about a 45-minute show now. That seems to be the sweet spot for what people want to listen to, so I kept it there. Essentially, now it's kind of, you know, like you had mentioned, I'm heading into show 130. It's not that it's not as intimidating, I guess is the word I want to use. But when you have Scott Hahn on your show for the first time, you're a little it's a different ball game. As time has gone and I've honed my interviewing skills, it's gotten a lot easier. It's fascinating to talk to these authors, find out, you know, why did you write this book, and really bore down in and get their insight on what the topic matter is that they're discussing in the book. And I think it really proves as a useful tool for people to know what good sources of books are out there for them to consume.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big piece of media is also print media. So helping families and helping young people and helping all people understand more about the Catholic faith from books and giving them resources and opportunities. But one of those things really is podcasting too. And so you're able to give that snapshot of a book or, you know, whatever, and they get to hear directly from an author.
Right.
You know, this is why I wrote this. This is how I came to this. And it helps illuminate the content. I think that's a common thing with podcasting is it helps really illuminate some of the, you know, different things that go on in our faith. You know, I mean, whether it's, you know, working with Trent Horn or Catholic Answers or whoever it might be, you're able to get a deeper understanding of the Catholic faith just by the conversation that happens. A lot of these shows are conversational too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I try and keep it conversational. One thing I will do is that when I walk into the interview is I have laid out, you know, what I'm going to ask after reading the book, and that's the other key thing. I read the book before I do the interview or review. One thing I'd said a long time ago was that I refuse to review a book unless I had read it, and that has worked well for me. That rule, and I stuck to that rule. So that's kind of my prerequisite. I got to read the book, lay out the interview, and then, you know, we'll hop on it. And sometimes we go a little off track, and that's fine. Wherever the author wants to go, I leave them the space to kind of somewhat steer the interview the direction they wanted to go. And I give them the ability to say what's on their mind about the book that they want to get out there to people.
Yeah, you know, I think that's also important to note too, is that, you know, when you're doing that, you know, and believe me, I've done not as nearly in depth as you have done, but when I talk to somebody about their book, I try not to cover all the content in the book because, you know, otherwise it's not going to be sold, and that's so hard too, you know, but it takes a lot of skill, and you're definitely good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and approaching episode 130, folks. So if you haven't been listening to Pete's show Off the Shelf on Breadbox Media, you've got a lot of catching up to do. As he's approaching 130, boy, that's about over 3 years, all right, or very close to it.
That's getting close to 3 years, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that Breadbox Media is doing now, because as you mentioned, you're approaching 60 shows on Breadbox Media, which is very, very impressive. But where do you see Breadbox Media going, you know, in the future? Because I think that this model is so relevant for our current culture.
Well, the model is really relevant, and I want to spend a little bit on that, and then about the future. The model, I think, is very relevant, and it's in a number of ways. Again, when you go to the website at breadboxmedia.com, the homepage has all of our podcasts on it with links to the page. Each show has its own page where you can subscribe to the show via your favorite podcast aggregator. You can stream it off the website, and you can get all of our shows on our dedicated apps, which are available on Google Play and the Apple iTunes Store. So it's in a self-contained unit in that app. So we, since the inception of Breadbox Media in November of 2016, we have gone from 5,000 downloads a month to, at the end of quarter one, 25,000 downloads a month. So the growth rate for Breadbox has been huge. I think that will increase. One thing I'm really excited about that I'm working with right now with my home diocese here in the Diocese of Harrisburg is they're bringing three shows to our platform that we will be exclusively distributing for them. One is geared towards teens. One is a show on basics of Catholicism, and the other one is a Spanish-speaking podcast for the Latino community. The first one we're going to have on the platform. And that partnership and that relationship with the diocese is something I think that we can repeat elsewhere. You know, in this day and age where, you know, dioceses might be somewhat strapped for cash and not have the ability to flex and do this type of stuff, I think we offer a good platform for them to call home, a safe place. And I think once the Diocese of Harrisburg is on board, there'll be more following.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as this goes, you know, there's lots of different people that listen to podcasts. And so if you're out there listening to this and you want to be part of the, you know, wave of great Catholic content coming, definitely contact you, right? If you're a diocesan director or something that, reach out.
Yeah, you know, they can find a contact information on the website. They can email me directly at pete.socks@redboxmedia.com. You know, I'm willing to listen to any pitch that you have for a show, and we'll see if we can get you on.
Yeah, no, that's so good, Pete. You know, what I want to do is I want to take that short break here. When we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit more about this upcoming conference that you're going to have as well. And so for listeners listening on Light of Life Radio Network or on Huntley Community Radio, download the Breadbox Media app and get it, because there's more great content, more great Catholic content on there. So if you're listening on those networks, take the break, download it right now, and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Pete Socks right after these messages.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
St. Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, written by Victoria Clarizo and designed by Just Love Prince, is a beautiful prayer booklet that helps you pray the Stations of the Cross. Use these reflections to meditate on the great love and mercy that Jesus had for us as he journeyed to Calvary. The Little Way of the Cross includes gems from Scripture, the writings of St. Therese, and the words of Jesus from the imagination and prayer of the author. Go to justloveprince.com to get your copy today.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com. Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially.
Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
This is Martha Fernandez Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by RememberYouAreLoved.com. How much are you worth in God's eyes? You are precious. You are priceless. God so loved you that he actually created you out of love. Imagine that. God, who was sufficient unto himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from all eternity, he had no need of me, he had no need of you, and yet, in the mystery of God's love, he needed you, he needed me. He brought you into existence because he thought you into existence out of love. So you are so precious in God's eyes that he created you out of love to love you on earth and bring you into his eternal love for all eternity, to love you on and on and on. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode, everybody, of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. On this episode, we are talking with the general manager of Breadbox Media, Pete Sachs, but don't forget he also is a Catholic book blogger, and he has he is approaching his 130th episode of Off the Shelf, which is also available on the Breadbox Media Network. So thanks so much for tuning in, and if you're listening to this on the radio, and you missed the first half of this, make sure you go back and listen to the first half of the interview, folks, on the podcast feeds on the Breadbox Media app. But, Pete, I want to talk with you a little bit about the upcoming conference that's going to be held in New Oxford, your hometown of in Pennsylvania, and you're bringing in Scott Hahn. So talk to us a little bit about this on August 24th.
I'm bringing in Scott Hahn. This is the second time Scott will be here in New Oxford, Pennsylvania. The first time he was here, we had 900 attendees. This event's being held at the local high school auditorium that sits 1,400 people. So there's plenty of room. I encourage you, if you're anywhere near Pennsylvania, sign up, get here. It's going to be $25 a seat. That includes your lunch, includes three talks by Scott. These are different talks than the ones he gave when he was here the first time. It's going to be a fun day. I'm also bringing in one of our other hosts, Allison Gingras, to help me that day. Maybe some other surprises coming in from Breadbox Media as well. Haven't had confirmation on those yet, but we shall see. But it's going to be a great day. If anything, that first time was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, tell us about, because I know you have a pretty awesome relationship with Scott Hahn, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things there, again, that comes from the interviewing and the book reviews and all that stuff, is how I've gotten to know Scott. And actually, another thing that we can mention is the St. Paul Center that he created is actually a partner of Breadbox Media. So we formed that partnership back in last summer at the Catholic Marketing Network show after we met and discussed a few things. But Scott was not easy to get here the first time. He wanted to get to a more well-known area. And I finally convinced him to come because my theory at the time was for us to get speakers of his caliber here. It never happened. We always had to be the ones driving to Harrisburg up north or wherever he was at. And I said, I really want you here. I think the community here is hungry. Started promoting that in February. I was going to hold it at a local parish, filled the parish in 2 months. I get a call from Scott on a Saturday morning talking about where can we move this to. Obviously, you're right. People are interested in this there. We bounced a few ideas around. I suggested we go with this, the local high school auditorium, which already had a working relationship with the parish school that was there at the time. And got it done, called Scott back on a Thursday afternoon. The school agreed to allow him to hold the event there. And I said, Scott, at your venue. Scott goes, that's great. How many does this seat? I said, 1,400. He goes, 1,400? I said, you wanted a bigger venue? I got you a bigger venue.
That's awesome.
So we ended up with 900.
Wow. That's incredible.
In 2014. I want to beat that this time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, folks, definitely go right. All you have to do is go right to the breadboxmedia.com. That's all you got to do. Breadboxmedia.com. And then right at the very top, it says PA Conference. It says PA Conference. All you do is click on it and get all your tickets and everything right there. I want to ask you a little bit about the lineup for the day, because Scott will give three talks, but there's bound to be other stuff in there as well, right? You're going to be promoting Breadbox Media. This is the first ever Breadbox Media Conference, correct?
This is the first one conference I'm running, flying it under the Breadbox banner. I've done retreats at parishes before. I've historically done one annually at local parishes here, but this is the first time that we are doing one under the Breadbox banner. So I was really happy that that we could get Scott for that, and I was even more happy when he started producing a podcast and we could carry that as well. So again, as you mentioned, there are three talks. The first one's going to be Silent Night, Holy Night, Night with a K. Second talk is The First Society, which is based off of his book of the same name about marriage and how that will solve society's problems. It's actually a great book. I highly recommend that one. And the last one, I see I don't have the title on the page, so I need to update that. The last one is The Hour is Coming. And so there are all three new talks to this area again. Throughout the day, we're going to have a few things. There's going to be a St. Paul Center presentation. For those not familiar, that is, again, the organization that Scott started, St. Paul Center for Theological Study in Steubenville. And there'll be a presentation by them. Allison is going to do a presentation explaining about what Breadbox is and what we do. And there's going to be a raffle at the end of the day that St. Paul Center is sponsoring. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these when you look at conferences like this, you have the person of Scott Hahn. Folks, if you are living in West Virginia, you are not too far away. If you're living in Wisconsin or California, you are not too far away to go to this conference and register, especially with the price point of $25.
Well, here's something I'll throw out to people that if they're a little concerned about the travel. And in 2014, I had people as far away as Delaware and New Jersey coming. I had not promoted it that far. They just picked up on it somehow and they came. If you're interested in coming, please do make it a weekend. We are about 20 minutes east of Gettysburg, where I was born and raised. Historic Gettysburg battlefield's there. New Oxford is known as the antique capital of South Central Pennsylvania. It's a quaint little town, lots of old buildings here. So between New Oxford and Gettysburg, if you want to make it a weekend, there are plenty of things to do around here. We're also about 25 to 30 minutes north of Emmitsburg, where you can visit the Seton Shrine, the home of Elizabeth Ann Seton when she moved to the United States and started her school. And also Mount St. Mary's, where the grotto is.
Yeah, there is a lot to do, a lot of really good Catholic stuff to do in Emmitsburg for sure. And how far are you from Philadelphia, by the way?
We're about 2 hours away from Philly.
All right, so that's even in part of the options. You can go see the birthplace of Bill Snyder. I'm just kidding.
Or Ben Frank.
Or Ben Frank or whatever, yeah. Anyway, that's so awesome that you're able to, really bring in somebody like this, have a great day and celebrate Breadbox Media, celebrate all the different ways that people can come and listen to great Catholic podcasts, great Catholic, great Catholic media. I want to ask you just a little bit about how people can get in touch with Breadbox Media. You know, I mentioned if you have a show or thinking about a show, but how can people get in touch? How can people get engaged? That may even be a better question out there, because I know you have some different up-and-coming subscription things that you're trying to get started. How people can get engaged and support the ministry?
Well, one way you can get engaged, just to find out about us, is through our Facebook page. Search for Breadbox Media. You'll find us there. So that's one way you can engage with us. Another way, obviously, is visiting the website, finding the shows you like. We are currently in the very early stages of rolling out perhaps one of the most unique Patreon packages that are out there today. So essentially what we have is four levels on this package. And what I've done is I've gone out and I've reached out again to that network of people I have. You can give as little as $5 a month in our Need the Dough level. Now, you know, this is a cute pun on the bread part here. In the Need the Dough node level, we have got coupon codes in that one. For various vendors, Catholic vendors, such as Sock Religious, Catholic Books Direct. We have a local friend that has coffees. We are starting a Catholic line of coffees through them, and you'll be able to get a discount code for that. There's the $10 a month level, which you'll get the same thing as you do in the $5, plus you get ebooks from various publishers I have relationships with over the years, and they'll rotate out on a quarterly basis. You'll be getting stuff from Sophia Institute Press, Catholic Answers, Pauline Books. You get an audio CD from St. Joseph Communications. We have recorded talks from some of our hosts that have done retreats that are available to those level of Patreon donors. We have a stations booklet from Bill Schneider. And some other Breadbox swag. Next one up, we have a $25 a month level, which gives you access to an audio rosary from Anna Nuzzo and her Divine Mercy audio in downloadable format. Again, you'll get access to all the previous level incentives, plus enter into a monthly giveaway where one winner is going to get a giveaway pack that includes physical books and DVDs from people I've made connections with over the years. And then the final level is $50, the Break the Bread with Us level. Same thing, you get everything from all the other ones. You'll also be invited to a Google Hangout with a Breadbox Media host. We will mention you as a show producer on Breadbox Media post rolls for that month. And you get a choice of a hat or pop socket branded with Breadbox Media. And you get three entries into the monthly giveaway pack.
Hey, that sounds like a deal, man. The new car is coming soon, right?
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think there's going to be a Breadbox Media new car, but that would be all right if it was branded, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, Pete, this is so awesome. I enjoy talking with you and enjoy having you on. We will do it again for sure, but I want to remind our listeners as the show's wrapping up here to visit breadboxmedia.com. A special mention to Pete's show, off the Shelf. Make sure you grab his podcast, and then also you want to hit the App Store, right? The App Store on both Google Play and Apple and whatnot. Yep. Hit the App Store, download Breadbox Media application for your phone. Did I miss anything, Pete? Anything else you want to mention?
I think you covered it all very well.
All right. Hey, Pete, thanks so much for being here. Really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome, my man.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Art Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.